Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
G and Divas and potentially new listeners. You are now a G and Diva if you're listening to our podcast. Welcome to William and Jordan's weekend release.
And you are about to hear what happened when I took Jordan North to Fortnum and Mason, established 1707, that's just after 5 o'clock, for afternoon tea.
Look at you.
Do I look all right?
You look gorgeous.
You know, I'm missing the Burnley game for this.
Well, actually, yes, because when I booked it, I did look up the fixtures.
Did you do it on purpose?
No.
You shithead. Did you actually?
No, I booked it and I thought, what are the chances of Jordan not being able to do this? And I looked, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, we're kicking off in 10 minutes against Liverpool.
But, yeah. Well, we're due to have scones.
Scrub up well, don't I?
Yes. Who have you borrowed this from?
No, this is the jacket from Pilks' wedding.
Right. Where's it from?
Moss Bros.
It's got a natty lining.
Yeah, Moss. It's from Moss. These are from Marks's, these trousers.
Nice.
And the shirt's from H&M.
Very nice.
And these are Ray Berry glasses.
Ray-Ban.
No, Ray Berry.
Oh, right.
They're the knockoffs.
Are you ready to get creamed?
Yes, I'm... I don't know if I should be offended or complimented.
What?
Some woman's just asked me where the tea is.
They think you look like a member of staff?
Yeah, they're cheeky. I mean, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. I mean, the members of staff are very smart. That's because I'm dressed smart.
So what are your first impressions of the tea salon?
The tea what?
Salon.
Why is it called a salon?
Well, it's just a nice word for restaurant.
Yeah, it's... I am so out of my depth here. This is... I don't even know where to look or move.
They put you through the sheep dip when you arrived, didn't they?
What's the sheep dip? Oh, what farmers have. You cheeky... I'm a bit nervous, actually. This is not what I am used to.
Just relax.
Okay. It's very, very, very fancy. And I've just been offered hand sanitizer. I was going to eat it.
So this is the menu that we've got here. So we're having the... This is just telling you what food we're getting.
Oh, okay.
You don't actually need to pick. You just... It all comes.
I love butties, so... You know I love bread and butties, so this is going to be right up my street. So we're having the afternoon tea. The best way ever invented to while away an afternoon, Fortnum's has been serving up this most deliciously British of occasions since the 19th century. Oh, and for all those curious or unsure, it's scone like gone, not scone like stone.
So this is the food menu, yep. And then this here is the tea menu, so the drinking tea. So this is what you need to pick your actual tea that you're going to drink.
I just want tea with milk.
There are 89 different types of tea.
Are you joking?
No.
Do they do Yorkshire? What tea would you recommend?
Do you like quite a strong tea?
Yeah. Oh, go on.
I would go with...
I might get an Earl Grey, you know.
Get an Earl Grey. You can switch as well.
Oh, I'm going to start on an Earl Grey. Oh, afternoon blend. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Now, they're having high tea.
What's the difference?
So they're having high tea, and that is a more savoury... Afternoon tea's nicer. You get all the same things, basically, just more.
There's some very beautiful people here.
Are your neighbours in?
No. None. Am I allowed to check the Burnley score yet?
They haven't started yet, have they?
It's all right. It's fine.
Can I just point out, I do not want you shouting score, result, get in, back of the net, or anything similar during afternoon tea.
Is that a piano man? Is he going to play piano?
I think you're called a pianist.
A pianist? Not piano man?
No. He was playing. He stopped now.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was just a soundtrack. I thought it was coming from speakers or something. Honestly, if you're listening to this, it is next level. Next level.
So, would you like me to say
hello? Yes, that would be lovely. Thank you.
Enjoy your tea.
Thank you.
What's my half a bloody cup?
Well, it's in case you want milk.
Yeah. Was the first ever afternoon tea invented here?
No. I'm sure Fortnum's would like it to be, but no. It was supposedly invented by a lady called Anna Maria Russell, who was the 7th Duchess of Bedford.
Really?
Yes, in roughly 1840.
Right.
And then the Langham Hotel, which is not far away from us, just opposite your place of work, they were the first hotel to serve afternoon tea.
Oh, were they? The Langham? Oh, right, that's interesting.
No, and how did you say that name of the hotel?
The Langham.
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 Langham. Whatever.
What are you doing staring round and round?
Oh, sorry.
You know that.
It's back and forth, sorry. It's back and forth. Are we allowed a couple of digestives?
I don't think you'll have room.
Okay.
What?
Oh, shit.
You put milk and sugar in Earl Grey?
I put the sugar spoon in the tea. It's going to get...
Why don't you switch them out?
No, because I've got that one wet as well. I'll just give it...
No,
a... What? Oh, what do I do now? I've got the sugar spoon wet. It's going to stick.
Right, well, put that in the cup. No, put that on the saucer. Put that on the saucer. Put the other one in the saucer as well. Just have two spoons on your saucer.
No, I'll just dry it. It's fine. It's fine.
Not on the napkin.
Right, it's fine. Shut up. You're making a scene. Why are they having...
I'm making a scene.
Hang on. Why are they having champagne and we're on bloody tea? Saturday afternoon. Let's get on it.
Let me have a sip. Here we go. First sip.
Needed to leave the tea bag in longer.
It is loose leaf.
Oh, is that what those bits are?
That's why we have a strainer.
Fucking ham strain. Oh.
I'm this is a strain. Here comes the food.
Oh, yes, here we go.
Thank you very much. Right, now the first thing we're going to have is the sandwiches. So we start at the bottom and we work up to the top.
Okay. Coronation chicken. Is this all you get for 60 quid? No,
they replaced them.
Oh, unlimited butties. Sandwiches.
We normally take the sandwich and put it on our plate first.
Sorry.
Rather than just picking it up from the plate and straight to the mouth.
Do I have to use a knife and fork?
Not for finger sandwiches.
Oh, do you have to use knife and fork for sandwiches anyway?
No. Uh-huh. Not unless it's an open sandwich, but we're not having those today.
God, that is good. That is really good.
Can I just pick you up on something you did with the sandwiches?
Yeah, sorry. Go on.
You took two?
Yeah, what's wrong with
one at a time.
I just put two on your plate. Pile it up. Someone else.
This is a leisurely meal. We're not in Harvester.
That is one of the best butties I've ever had in my life.
Could you not talk with your mouth full? Swallow and we'll carry on.
I'm nervous.
You have also... Not only have we asked for another plate of sandwiches, which we're perfectly entitled to do, but you... I said, oh, can we... You wanted more ham sandwiches. So I said, oh, could we just have two more ham sandwiches? Because I won't have any. And you turned to the waitress and said, no, can we make that four?
Yeah. Well, I'm all or nothing kind of guy, aren't I? It's either... I'm going all in. Have a salmon sandwich.
I don't eat fish. It's the devil's work.
Yeah. I'll have one more then. No, I won't, because I'll fill up. I want to wait for the ham.
Don't fill up on the sandwiches. Rookie mistake.
Is it? Okay.
Because not only have you got the scones and the patisserie, there is tucked around the corner somewhere, or they probably now, because of COVID, bring it to you, a selection of larger cakes.
Oh, God. Right. Okay. Marvellous. Right. Oh. Getting a bit full now on butties.
I had to tell you.
I know, I've still got the scones and the patisseries. Oh, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
We have the table for 2 hours.
Do we?
We've been here half an hour.
We've been here half an hour and I'm full on butties.
Do you have another?
Yeah, just one more. They're so good. I love sandwiches.
It's just a bit of bread and butter. Oh, that couple over there just clinked with their teacups. How common.
I dare to shout no clinking. I dare to shout it.
I could taser them.
I'll tell you this, right. The staff here can't do enough for you. They're absolutely lovely. They're worth the weight in gold. You turn round and one of them's there. You turn the other way and another one's there. Right, let's have a scone. Come on.
We need to change plates first.
Why? How?
Because you've got remnants of our sandwiches.
Oh, think of washing up. They've rushed off the feet, these lot. Come on. Just wipe. Give it a wipe with your finger. Look, watch.
No,
clean plate.
Security. So Jordan has switched teas. They've switched his cup.
I'm an absolute wild man. I'm switching teas.
Can you have coffee?
Yeah, you can if you want.
Oh, can you? No.
Remove the strainer. You don't pour the milk through the strainer.
Got a strainer. I've switched teas. So if things go a bit... If we start getting a bit rowdy and a bit wild, it's because I've switched teas.
To Countess Grey.
Let's have a scone. Come on. What's the fastest cake in the world? Scone.
Yes, because once it's gone, it's gone. I mean, it's that sort of entry-level joke in my etiquette classes.
Cut or pull apart?
Pull apart.
Oh, look at that. I like butter on my scone.
Sorry?
I like butter on my scone.
Sorry?
Have you never had butter on a scone?
How awful. You've got clotted cream.
Yeah.
And jam.
Yeah, so what do you do first again?
Put the cream, take some cream, don't put it directly on the scone. Yes, well done, put it on the plate.
Okay.
Yeah, very good.
There you go.
And then do the same with some jam with that teaspoon.
Okay. It's a lot of fast this, isn't it? Oh, William's house. That was a jam.
That pot is for two.
Oh, is it? That's William being passive-aggressive again. It's a very charming skill to have. Right, let's try this. Well, that's fantastic. Not gonna lie, the piano's doing me head in now.
Do you know these? What?
I just burped. Sorry. No, don't, because I've been brought up better than that, but I just burped. I am sandwiched and sconed up to me, off my tits here. On scones.
Your favourite pianist is playing Diamonds by Rihanna.
Oh, is he? Oh, I thought it was somewhat classical.
It's a classical arrangement of.
He played before I Can Show You the World, and it was basically as we walked in, and it was very magical and like some off a film. It's like William was saying, Jordan, this is my world. Right, how do I have the lemon curd?
So this is lemon curd. Now, you said to me the other day... Oh, stop it.
Williams.
You said the other day that you'd never had lemon curd. Now, there's another spoon for it on the thing.
It smells a bit rough.
It doesn't smell a bit rough. Let me smell it.
It smells like cheese.
Well, that might... I'll be honest, that might be off, but...
Okay, it's just my luck, this. I'm going to have lemon curd off, and I'll never have it again. Do I have it with clotted cream, or...?
You can do.
I'll just... Mm. I mean...
Has it gone off?
I don't know, I've never had it before.
Hang on, I'll have some.
I think it is off. Can you pass the cream, please?
No, how do we do it? Sorry.
William, would you like any more clotted cream?
No, thank you, Jordan, but would you like some cream?
That'd be great, thank you.
There we go.
Cheers, that's how you do it. Because you'd be passive-aggressive.
So we've now moved on to the patisserie. Jordan has... You've got mucky fingers now.
I've literally got chocolate everywhere.
Mm. So that little fork you've picked up is called a cake fork.
So that's not for cake. So
yeah, that's you can use it on that.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Right. Mmm.
Nice.
It tastes like a Buena. Kinder Buena. It's hazelnut chocolate.
Well, there we go. They knew you were coming.
Mmm. Oh, that's grand.
Can I just suggest you use the napkin both on your mouth and fingers? So we've now moved on to the cake carriage, which is the fourth course.
You're going to have to roll me out of here. I can't even breathe. I can't eat anymore.
That shirt was quite tight before we started.
I know it was. Look at it now. I feel like Bruce Bogtrotter. You know when he's got to eat all that cake? I just want someone from the other table to go, come on, Jordan, you can do it.
I mean, I could arrange that.
Could you? Am I using this the wrong way?
So, hold it in your...
I can't...
In your right... Are you right-handed?
I'm left-handed.
Right, hold it in your left hand. Yeah. Well, to be fair, that is the wrong way around. It's a right-handed fork.
Oh, can you get left-handed?
I think you can get them, but I don't think you can get them here.
Oh.
Just like that is perfect.
It's good.
Mm.
but it's not the best chocolate cake I've ever had.
What's the best chocolate cake you've ever had?
Marks and Spencer's Colin the Caterpillar. Best chocolate cake you'll ever had in your life, ever. You can hold me to that.
I must go and try. Just please repeat what you just said to me.
Everyone's looking at us. I just said to William,
and bear in mind, Jordan said this to me in all seriousness.
All I said to him was, "The Queen does a big shop here, doesn't she?"
Paul and Mason has a royal warrant for groceries, but I'm not Asda's Waitrose. I'm not sure Her Majesty comes once a week to do her big shop. No,
she does a big shop here, doesn't she? It's where she gets all the bits from.
It's been known, yes.
I think that's the best thing I've ever come out with. Christ alive, I don't know where to look. So, William was slagging off the chocolate cake, even though he ate it. And then he said to me, the chocolate cake's not as good as what it used to be. They've changed the recipe. And I was like, yeah, to be honest, it was a bit dry. So then the fella comes over and says, how was the cake? And William looked at him straight in the eye and said, I'll be honest, it wasn't as good as your last cake. It's like that Peter Kay thing. You complain about it, but when the waitress comes over and says, everything fine, you go, yeah, it's great, lovely, special, beautiful. William, would you like a wee?
No, thank you, Jordan, but would you like one?
I'd love a wee. I'm going to have to get a bloody javelin stick to pulp me up.
Napkin on the chair.
I think we might have to leave.
What have you done?
I just said to the fella in the toilets.
Why are you speaking to people in lavatories?
What's one of the worst things you could say to a guy in the gents? All I said to him was, oh, mate, you smell great, what you're wearing.
Oh, my God. And what did he say?
He looked at me like I was, like, trying it on with him, but I weren't. And apparently it's Chanel Bleu.
Oh, that's nice. Mikey wears that.
Oh, does it? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's Chanel Bleu.
You can sniff Mikey later when you come home.
I think he's going to... Oh, he's coming now.
Hang on.
He smells.
Is that not the piano player?
Oh, is it the piano player? Oh, it is. Oh. Is it the piano player? Not only is he a good pianist, he's smells amazing.
You were there chatting him up in the loo.
I wasn't chatting him up. I asked...
What, he could have been playing with his pianist if the afternoon went well.
Young Camp Jordan came in and went, oh, what are you wearing?
Oh, I love what you're wearing. You smell divine.
Oh, I'd love a squirt of you one day.
Here, let me put my nostril right up against you. So, Jordan, what's your take home from this afternoon tea experience?
I mean, I don't think I can eat again. This shirt is popping now. It was lovely. Thank you. It was really, really nice.
What do you mean, thank you? You're paying.
Oh, am I? It was really good. It was exceptional. One of the best, if not the best, butties I've ever had in my life.
It's made it all worth it, really.
Better than a Marks and M&S meal deal, that. Because they do good butties. M&S do good butties. And who knew that you could have an afternoon tea where the Queen does a big shop?
Do you know what I did for Ben? I sent, because Ben's not with us, obviously, and we've really missed him, haven't we?
Yeah, thank God.
I sent Ben some goodies from Fortnum & Mason's with a little note.
Oh, did you? Oh, that's sweet. Yeah,
the bill gets there on Monday for him. So I felt it was nice for him to be included. Right. Jordan, shall we?
Go.
Yes.
Oh, I've not checked the Burnley scores yet.
Do you know what? Well done. We've got all this way and you haven't checked the Burnley scores. What's the Burnley score?
I'm going to check now, hang on. Oh, it's 1-1.
1-1.
It's 1-1.
1-1.
Oh, it's Jay Rodriguez. Oh, we've...
I think this is my turn to go to the lavatory now.
Have I changed?
Not enough.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. Like, it was such a good afternoon. Thank you again.
I mean, you were popping out your shirt before that tea. You were there were buttons flying left, right, and centre along Piccadilly shortly after that.
I couldn't, like, they literally had to bloody roll me out the front door. I was like, is it Veronica that goes into a big? No, it's Violet.
Yeah, it's Violet.
Violet that on Willy Wonka where they rolled her out. That's what they had to do with me.
Violet Beauregard.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that. I should have been watching Burnley, but instead I was having afternoon tea.
No, you didn't. I mean, we've just heard it there. It was right at the end that you even remembered they were playing.
Yeah. Right, good butty. There we are. Let me just be a bit northern to get feel normal. Oh, William, that brew and a butty were right good. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Sound a bit like Mikey there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.